She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So, anyway, what a beautiful day. I don't know what it is on the other side, and Bob's on the other side, so we'll see what he says. Anyway, the topic today, folks, think about it. Everything in life is common sense. Think about it. The potholes, the bad streets. How come it wasn't done a long time ago? Why did everything be lapsed till now? Why? What is it? Was it Mayor Hanneman? Who? My question is, where did all this money go? If the money that they collect for vehicle registration, gasoline tax, was for the road, where did the money go, folks? All those years that they neglected the streets, where did it go? I don't understand this.
We got that three, Dean.
Okay. Hey, Dean.
Hey, I'm going to chime in before the show gets on its way, but something I wanted to tell the listeners, while you're talking about the potholes and all, after they may go into a pothole, they notice, oh, they think maybe their rear end just got something shaped loose and they hear a rattling sound. Well, people, think again. That rattling noise doesn't mean your suspension is shaking loose. That's engine, huh? That's engine ping one, now. I mean, how do I know this? Just like my new car, I have to drive on Turk Annie Street every day, powerful land. But, you know, being that it's a brand new car, one would think, oh, that could it be? Maybe it's the suspension making that noise. No, the car was pinging.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't hear it. They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it because they mistake it for a rear end suspension, you know, rattle. But, but you know, the thing was that, okay, so how do we fix that pinging problem? Simple. You buy the Shell V-Power and you put 50% ethanol. Woo! You got it made.
Yep. It really brings that octane up.
Yep. Because I'm driving right now and, woo, I mean, no more pinging and all. Running smooth, purring.
Your car's just loving it.
Yep, loving it every minute. I mean, it has not pinged since I went 50%.
No, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that works.
Yep, that works. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners. If you want to get rid of engine knock and ping, you got to use the Shell V-Power at 50% at the mall.
No, or you plug your ears.
Yeah, true.
Like most people do.
Yeah, they go to the sound. They deny it.
Mm-hmm. Then when the car stalls, then they wonder what happened.
Yep. The engine was knocked, you know, it was just pounded, you know, pounded to a crisp. That's all.
That's right. Well, thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Okay. Aloha. Okay, back to the potholes. Think about it, folks. If they were fixing the streets as it was deteriorating, we wouldn't have all these damaged streets. If they were fixing it the right way, we wouldn't have this problem. If you put it on very thin, put that asphalt on very thin like they're putting on, it won't last. There's no way it's going to last. Okay? So, how come Honolulu has the worst streets, I think, in the nation? Because the people of Honolulu don't say nothing. Well, think about that. Where, my question is, where did all this road tax money go? The money that was slated for the streets, where did it go? I'm not talking about the freeways, because freeways is state as federal. The city streets, where did the money go? Who was mayor? Mayor Harris? It started from Mayor Harris. Well, anyway, I can only tell you about it and try to save you money and not damage your car. But if nobody is listening and nobody is going to do anything, then I can't help you. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Another thing is, safety check is a waste of money. Safety check is a waste of money. The tax dollars go into paying the people to run the safety check system. Number one is not being done right. Number two is not being enforced. Number three, if there was something to happen, if something was to happen to one of the cars that was just recently safety checked, and because it wasn't done right, there is a big fatality, people die, there'll be a big lawsuit against the state. Either way, it's all a waste of money. Okay? 40 states don't have safety check. Why should we? So, that's another thing to think about. Here's a big one. The biggest one I ever saw. There, in the world today, there are no more clowns. Did you notice that? There's no more clowns. Not like before. You had Jerry Lewis, all these people. You know, Lucille Ball. I mean, endless, endless comedians, clowns. We don't have any today. I wonder why. Because the world is changing. The world is not fun anymore. Anyway, that's something to think about. I recommend washing your car with the Meguiar spray wax. You get the mop, the dust mop, and take off all the loose dust and dirt with the dust mop. Dry, no water. And then you spray on the Meguiar spray wax and just wipe it clean. While you're doing that, you're waxing it and cleaning the car all at once. That's the easy way to do it. But that's provided your paint job is shiny and been waxed recently. If it wasn't waxed ever, like some of you never waxed the car, then you gotta wax it the first time. Then thereafter, all you do is wipe it down with the Meguiar quick spray wax. That's it. You don't have to wipe it off, spray it on, spread it, clean the car. That's it. It's done. So you can do it in your condo parking lot. Okay, so if you got questions, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, on the mainland, gas stations, just like ours, with the convenience store have free air and water. Free. Hawaii, you got to pay for it. Why is that? Kauai's gas price is up in the 480 mark. Most expensive in the state. Okay? So, but as long as the Kauai people don't grumble, it'll keep going. Okay, now, people grumble about ethanol. Not good. If ethanol wasn't good, folks, how in the world did Brazil do it since 1955? Brazil's fuel there is little over 95% ethanol since 1955. You can hardly find gasoline there.
We got Johnny on.
Okay. Hi, Johnny.
Hello. Yeah, Johnny from Makaha. You know, George, I wanted to talk about sign-waving, political sign-waving. I find it a nuisance and a driving hazard. And also, the signs that are posted on fences, mm-hmm. You've got a dozen signs on fences.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same as having a ugly billboard like they do on the mainland.
Yep.
And these politicians will never pass a bill or a law because that's part of their game plan. So they'll never pass an sign waving or political posting law. Mm-hmm. It should go to the people on ballot. Do you like this or do you not? Because maybe I'm outnumbered. Maybe I'm the mass majority of the population likes it.
Well, you know, on the sign being posted up that you see on the properties,
uh-huh.
There is a law. You know,
I had no idea.
Yes,
they're all over the place.
There is a law. You can leave it up for 7 days only. Okay,
but I think
shows you how much the candidates running for office is going to follow the law.
Right.
Okay, and then, another thing.
Uh-huh, yes.
It is illegal to sign wave on a highway. Pali Highway, Liki Liki, Cam Highway.
I live in Makaha, Farrington Highway, and they're out there.
It's illegal.
And then when they're out there in a dozen or more people, I don't know, don't they need a permit to,
you cannot sign wave on a highway. Go look at the state law.
Right. But if they, wherever they're sign waving, even if they're not on a highway and they have a dozen or more people, don't they need like a permit when they have a large group?
Yeah. Well, you think they're going to follow the law?
No. It's not a force. It's a joke. The law's a joke.
Yeah. So, you know, they say, oh, vote for me. Yeah, right. They don't follow the law. You think they're going to... No, that shows you right there. And the question I have to the people and the candidates of Hawaii, there's so many homeless people out there. The way to cure that is to get jobs. Is anybody ever listening out there about jobs? Nobody.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because speaking of sign waving and sign posting and politicians, you know, I'm really disappointed with our local politicians and law enforcement letting our homeless situation get totally out of control.
Well, you see, they don't have an answer to the homeless situation. Okay? This homeless situation is, I myself personally talk to the homeless people. They don't have a job. They want a job. They want to work. But there's no jobs. Okay? Now, if there's no jobs, they're going to be homeless. And the politicians are not talking about jobs. They're talking about building buildings and stuff like that. That's skilled labor.
And you know, speaking of the homeless, when they built the homeless shelters, they neglected, to my knowledge, they neglected to build kennels. Some people have their pets, and that's their babies. They're not going to give them up.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't think. That's why they're called politicians. You know what's the meaning of politician?
I don't know the exact meaning, but somebody who runs for office to serve the people, but they're serving themselves instead.
No, the meaning for that, I forgot if it was a Latin or Greek, it means bloodsucker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That. it's appropriate in a lot of cases. Not all. I'm sure there's a minority of semi good ones out there. You know.
Well, I gotta see them yet.
Yeah,
you know, hey, I don't see anybody good.
I don't mean to take up too much of your time, but this is what I try to practice when I go to the when I decide who I'm going to vote for. I try to avoid voting for politicians that are attorneys or that I know that are married to attorneys or used to be.
You're smart.
I know. Well, it's a conflict of interest, and it's a conflict of interest because they're passing laws, and yet they're working the system. Yet there's very few politicians out there that have not been attorneys or used to be or are or that were married to one, you know?
Yep.
And then the other thing I try to avoid doing is people that have already served two terms in an office. You know, if you know, sometimes you can't get everything done in 2 years or 4 years, whatever the term is. But if you can't get it done in the second term, you know, why would I vote for you if you can't get everything done that you said you were going to get done? And if you do get it done, it's time to move on to a better, bigger office to get more done. Mm-hmm. So I don't like voting for people that have been in office for more than two terms in that particular office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always possible. Sometimes you gotta vote for the lesser of evils.
I recommend voting for the people who are not publicized by the news media. In Hilo, years and years ago, they had a very, very good mayor, and he was the best. His name was Bernard Acana. The news people didn't put him on everything, but the people of Hilo was so upset with their mayor, they voted for Bernard Acana. He had nobody helping him. He was standing there by himself, and he turned out to be the best mayor. He knew nothing about running the city. He went to the regular, everyday workers, not the managers, and asked them, "What do you recommend I do?" That's how he got it done.
Well, that's a good story, George. And I didn't mean to keep you on the phone so long, but it's a pleasure talking to you and allowing me to vent some concerns I had.
That's good.
Okay. Take care, brother.
Thanks for the call. Aloha.
Okay.
Okay, who do we have next?
Next, we are going to a short break, and then we'll be back with Rolling Bob. So you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob? Rolling Bob? What happened to Rolling Bob? Hello? I guess he ran rolling down the street and he missed it. Okay. Well, you gotta get Verizon phone, Bob. That phone you got probably got cut off. So, give us a call back. Did you get Rolling Bob back on? Wanda? Hello?
No, that's not Bob. It's Steve from Waikani.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it? I just called from Kailua, but I'm in Waikani today. Beautiful Waikani. Guess what? No more tall buildings. All I see is the green mountains, the green trees.
For now.
I'm at Mount St. Carmel Church. They're having a fiesta over here. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to raise money. But it was an ordeal just to get here. I mean, I tried to come Kaikili, you know, the big dip before you hit Temple Valley?
Mm-hmm.
To get road signs going on. And it's like, oh, no. Every time I, like, come this way. Every time. So I was at the intersection. It wasn't even a movie, so I figured I'd go Coney Bay Drive, you know, the road along the bay.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is bad. Oh, it's still the same.
It's so bad.
You need one off-road vehicle for that place.
You know, the people of Hawaii got to wake up. You know, right. You pay road tax every year. But how come nobody maintained the roads? Where did all that money go?
I can't, you know, so many people live there. I can't believe they're not calling or what. Protesting. I don't know what they're doing.
Stupid, that's why.
You know, but I try to avoid that place.
People are just so stupid.
Yeah.
They allow the politicians to rip them off.
Yep.
That's sad. You know, in Thailand, you cannot do that. Politicians do that in Thailand, they get hung. They know. People in Thailand don't fool around.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I'm trying to hear, having fun and stuff. My friend went performance Elvis today, so. It's kind of nice.
Oh, that's fun.
A lot of singers over here. I get some old cars too, you know. And,
that's even more fun.
Yeah, I get like 232 roadsters, nice black one, get one golden black one, but no more interior. What's a 37 QT? What's on the license plate?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? QT. Yeah, 37 QT.
QT?
Yeah.
Hmm.
A purple car, I don't know. Another one was a Ford Tall T.
Mm-hmm.
Green one.
A Tall T is a rolling phone booth.
Rolling phone, yeah, square looking.
Yeah, it's a rolling phone booth. Yeah, Javi Maeda in Kauai has a beautiful one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, coming up here, it's like get the big signs, you know, no more development. Enough is enough, you know.
Yep.
That would be me. I'll be. But I got to say before I leave, you know, we got some tyrants, you know, in charge of this island. We got to get them out of office. You know, the silent majority got to stand up and
that's
do
right.
Something.
You got to get out that ball-headed elf.
Right. We got to stand together. It's time to protest. And,
yeah.
You know.
That's right.
Like I said, wake up.
You know, anyway. I don't like it when the bald-headed elf gives speeches and he's pointing the finger at the people, like the people are little kids.
Yeah, you got to bring the power back to the people, not the
That's
tyrant.
Right. That's right. The people point the finger.
Right. anyway, have fun. I'll listen to your show.
Okay.
Next. All right, take care.
Thanks for the call. Aloha. Okay.
Okay, now we have Rolling Bob.
Hey, Rolling Bob.
Hey, I don't know what happened. It was, you know what? The same person that stole the money stole my telephone call.
Because
they knew. But, you know, you're talking about the money missing.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to buy votes.
Because,
like you're saying, they know that people don't care. They're not going to vote anybody out because of potholes. So the highway fund, they get it, and they funnel it into special projects for people that they know are going to vote to take care of them. I mean, like you were saying, until someone, all you need is one politician to lose this election with people saying, you know what, we had enough of what you did, and you're out, the other people would start falling in and going, whoa, wait a minute, I better listen to people. Because it's just about money and power. Like, remember the, hurricane fund?
It's gone.
It's gone. Do you think there's going to be another hurricane?
Nah,
right. Yeah, exactly. And then when it shows up, what are they going to do? They're going to sit around, wait for the federal government to come in. That's going to take 6 months. right? And they're going to blame everything on Washington and tell you that they're all for the kids. They're going to fix the potholes and reelect me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. And it's just
never happens.
But that's what happens. They take the money wherever it's going to benefit them. But they'll tell you it's for the people because they take care of the people that vote. So, mm-hmm. you know, but again, it's just how it is. You have money and you just spend it. And it's going to be sad when the hurricane comes and you know it's coming. I can't tell you when, but when it gets here, everybody's going to look at each other and go, oh, what happened to the hurricane fund? I thought we had money. Oh, no. Well, we spent that on signs for the park and this and lunchrooms and parking lots that we don't use.
I see. Okay. I hate to see these politicians run a business.
Oh, would never happen. Would never last.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's my bit for the week. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. I guess the Otter Islands, the mayors over there, is a lot better than ours on Oahu because you don't find potholes like you do on Oahu. I mean, potholes, I guess you cannot call it just potholes. Because why, Camilo? It's like you don't have any paving. It's just rough, rough, rough. What happened? Are the people in Kalihi don't have the guts to go call the mayor and tell him, hey, you promised to fix the roads. What happened? It's not happening. Look at Vineyard. They ground off the asphalt, never put it back. But it's you, the people, gotta say something. When I went up to Arizona, Scottsdale, I had some time, so I talked to the highway people. When I told them how long it takes Hawaii to repave the highway, the roads, the guy was flabbergasted. He couldn't believe it. There's so much going on that you cannot believe, people. It's sad. Like the rail that's coming through. It's going to make Hawaii ugly. If this is what you call paradise, high rise, rail, stuff like that. My goodness. What is paradise? People come to visit Hawaii for the paradise, the beauty. There's no beauty in a rail or high rise. The other thing is jobs. I was talking about jobs. Right? The ethanol project that we're trying to do will create 1,000 new jobs per island. If you think that's crazy, go find out. Get on a computer and go look at how many jobs Brazil's ethanol project hires. Go look it up. In the thousands, folks. And the jobs is from ag all the way up to retail and everything in between. This ethanol project, if we can get it started in Hawaii, will be the best thing ever in a long time for Hawaii. Anyway, all I can do is say, and if you the people don't stand up and do something, it will never happen. I don't want to sound like a minister, but it's like Jesus getting crucified on the cross. Nobody helped him. Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have next on the phone?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
George, I was talking to a friend about using the mothballs, and he says I told him to go to Shell, and he said he goes to Costco. So can't he use the mothballs in the Costco?
The Costco gas is not as good as the Shell. Everybody think they're saving money by going to the cheap Costco gas. You see, people don't know what they're really buying.
Because the octane is lower?
It is. And octane is gas mileage.
And then I didn't get to talk to him about ethanol, but I did go. I told you last week I went to Tessar and you said, no, go to Shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go to Shell. And when I've been going to Tesoro, I've been putting at least 9 mothballs per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went to Shell, I thought, well, why don't I try 6? And it was much smoother. And then the second time I put it in, I put 7 mothballs, and it even got smoother. Well, I guess because the V-Power is now more part of the gasoline tank. Because that was the second time I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it makes a difference.
It is. Yes.
So besides the smooth riding, I don't know what that means. But, and more gas mileage, what does, I mean.
You got to try ethanol.
No, I did.
You got to try it again.
Yes, I have to. But, oh, I'm lazy to come to Kalihi.
It's much better than mothballs.
I know you've been saying that, so mm-hmm. I gotta. Is it $10 a gallon? But I gotta bring my stuff, so I have to buy a.
Try it.
Container.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next? Break time.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye. George,
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Ernie from Kapalama.
Hi, Ernie.
Yeah, hi, George. You know how you heard on the weather maybe that there's supposed to be some big rain coming here tonight, tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I was telling one of my coworkers who he drives a Nissan Leaf. You know, that car that's fully electric.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I says, you know, the guy on the radio, George Nita, he was saying how that's dangerous that you can get electrocuted, like if you go in the water where it's too deep and it floods mm-hmm. out. And he says that he thinks the engineers, when they design that car, they design it so that like it trips a fuse if that happens, a circuit breaker or something like that, so you don't get electrocuted. Do you think that's the case?
Well, the battery on that car is 600 volts. There's nothing to break that battery off. You get a 600-volt battery and you dump it in water. Does it go off?
No.
Heck no. Heck no.
Yeah,
and people don't look at that. People only saw Jufat think about saving the penny and the dime. And not about their life. All the money in the world, folks, cannot buy a life. Safety is the thing. Then if you go check with Dr. Terry Shintani, electric motors, electric batteries, like that Leaf and whatever electric cars, lets off a high EMF, electronic magnetic field, was one of the biggest cause for cancer. People don't look at it. People don't think about it. Another thing people don't think about is the exhaust from gasoline cars lets off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. Don't we need oxygen to live? Ethanol exhaust makes oxygen. It's a no-brainer. But, yeah, the Leaf is dangerous. I would park it at home and not use it when the big rain comes.
Okay. I'll talk to him again. Okay, thank you, George.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Kavika Crowley on the line.
Hi.
George.
Yes.
Brown, every time you play that Somewhere Over the Rainbow, whew, I get all choked up.
You know, brother, I wish more people was like you. Because, you know, I feel so sad when young people die in car accidents because some meathead was drunk.
Yeah, I've lost two of my good friends back in Hilo lost their teenage boys. Yeah.
And so, everything, nothing will bring them back.
No.
And people only learn at the funeral.
Yeah.
It's so sad. The human race got to wake up.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, I just got choked up on that. But I just wanted to call and let you know that I no longer follow an electrical vehicle like I used to follow. When I see those lawnmowers with a covered top, that's what I call them, riding lawnmowers. When I see them, I stay the hell away from them ever since you talked about it, I think last month. I'm using high octane shell for the last 3-4 years because of the advice you gave, and I appreciate that. And number three, I wish the hell you would run for mayor again, bro, because I would vote for you again.
Well, the people don't want it.
I know. But listen, the last thing I wanted to say is concerning the potholes. When I fill that pothole in Kaneohe, the Kaneohe sinkhole, I've had so many people come up to me and tell me, you know what, Kabika, I wouldn't fill the pothole across the street. I just wouldn't go up City Mule. I bought the stuff just like you, and I wouldn't fill them myself. I wonder, George, what would happen if more of us citizens just took things into our own matter, our own hands, and we just started filling in these, you know, certain potholes? Would that send a message to the state?
No. I tell you, brother, this is the message I have for people, okay? Nobody ever used the right to impeach a politician. Impeach them.
Yep.
That'll teach them a lesson.
No, I agree. We have to
fire
them. Like the caller said a few minutes ago, we need a revolution. We need, but people have to get up. The hell with this freaking shit. Excuse my language. The hell with this stuff already. We got to take back government, George.
That's right. We got to take back Hawaii.
Okay, my friend.
Okay. You take care.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You know, a lot of people think negative. When they hear what I'm trying to do, the ethanol project for Hawaii, it's not for me, folks. It's for you. For the people, that's jobs, cleaner fuel, and never have this kind of excuses of, oh, the oil price went up, so we got to up the price of fuel. No. The sugar cane will never go up. It's the same price for sugar cane. And the good part about it, this ethanol project, it makes electricity from the scraps. It makes fuel for the car. And you still have brown sugar to be sold in Japan. Okay? Think, for those of you that can think back, when we had sugar cane industry and we had pineapple industry, wasn't Hawaii a happier place? Didn't we have more people working? Wasn't it better? Think about that. Okay, who do we have next?
We have John from downtown.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it, George? Have you been able to fix Abercrombie's taxi?
I will not fix his taxi.
The guy driving taxi now. You saw him on the TV.
No.
From Waikiki, and next thing you know, they're in Kapolei. How far is that? And only 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, something got to be done about the state, you know, I tell you.
Too much waste of money, my friend.
Hey, you know, these guys, Abercrombie is trying to fill up Kakak with all these high rises. And you notice how many water mains breaking in it, how much traffic we get. And you know, I'm just noticing the water that used to be really fresh and clear in a lot of places get chlorine in them now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And last night I was driving by Waipahu, and I started to see all those big rail concrete pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And ugly, yeah?
Even at 8 o'clock, the traffic was all screwed up because of that. And, you know, they're going to be advancing the thing. It's advancing into the city. And pretty soon, wow, like you said, I know you predicted that about 5 years ago, that the traffic going to be really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know. They think it was a monorail or some kind of Disneyland. Oh, my God. They're going to suffer for the next 5-6 years. With.
Yep.
And then it's going to be even worse if they start to take all the housing and mm-hmm. build them up, you know. I mean, the build high-rises all along the rail. Because, you know, you're only going to get the riders if you only got single-family homes.
No riders.
You know, I have a beach, too. I was over there yesterday. Oh, my God. So many houses, right? Track homes. Even if you get just all of massive amounts of houses, you're not going to fill the rail up because the people are going to have to walk too far to get to it, you know, unless mm-hmm. you get on a high-rise. And then the rail ain't even going to ever be. That's what all the population is.
The rail is not for transportation. The rail was put in for money in the politician's pocket.
And I hope people listening to your show tell up their friends about the real truth about this whole thing.
It's sad. That's they don't listen.
The fact about it is that, it's nothing more than a money-grabbing thing with the rich getting richer and all of us got to suck eggs and pay for this thing and watch this thing tie up all of our traffic.
Yep. What was sad was, did you see the thing on the news the other night where this young couple were homeless at Kaka'ako Park and they had a little 2-year-old girl?
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Oh, man. Yep, I saw that. Because these guys don't realize, the more of these high-rises they build, the more homeless we're going to have because the inflated values of the property is going up and we're going to get more investor kind of people. I mean,
you know, the high rises in Kaka'ako is all illegal, you know.
Right.
I was appointed to the HCDA by Governor Ariyoshi way back.
Oh, really?
And we made the rules.
Oh, wow.
All those high rises, my friend, did not follow the rules. They're breaking the law. Yeah. And Abercrombie is the guy who appoints the HCDA people. And Abercrombie told the HCDA, give them the permit and let them build it.
Yep.
Abercrombie don't care for the people of Hawaii. It's all about himself.
Oh, yeah. I'm starting to notice that. And a lot of people notice that now, but these guys don't do anything about it. So I would ask everybody to go out and vote. The only way to change this thing, we got to vote. We got to stick together.
Yep.
Local people got to get together and look at the situation. If you think it's going to be better on this guy, watch.
No.
But if not, man, get him out.
Yep.
And
hey, breaking the law.
People like Ann Kobayashi, too. Who is Ann Kobayashi? She's trying to use her Japanese influence because she's Japanese, but she's an airhead. She's the one always voting, you know, for the reverse kind of thing. She said, I vote yes, but with reservations. Well, what about reservations? You know, you should be on a reservation. That's the biggest grandstander of all. Okay, take care, George.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
I'm still vertical, George. Now, getting stronger.
Good.
George, I got to say, though, one thing, I'm glad I'm retired, okay? And the other thing is, boy, I'm sure glad I live out in Aina Haina.
You know?
I don't know. Oh, man.
You don't want the high-rise falling on you.
Oh, God, George. And then, you know, when the guy talked about the rail, one of our last callers, I was thinking, they're talking about some of the guys are calling them, what, concrete mushrooms or something?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's a good one, yeah?
Yep.
But wait till they, holy cow, George, wait till they start building.
Some ugly.
Well, wait till they start building the rail station.
Yep.
I don't think the local people I don't think the people have realized how big it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 yards long. Now everybody knows football real good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the length of a football field. Plus, I think George, what is the other part is, it's going to be like six stories high?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Rob.
Oh, George. I don't know, I'm gonna have to get you to retire and move out this side.
I think so.
Pretty well. That's okay. We're waiting for you. No problem.
I'm thinking moving to Molokai.
Oh, I know. What are we talking about? Yeah.
Much better.
I know. What are we talking about? We've got better places we can go put our money and at least we'll get more land and stuff.
Yeah, at least Molokai don't have potholes.
Alrighty, aloha.
Okay, aloha. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have on the phone?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it going, George? George, what is coming up big is not right now ethanol in future plans of Hawaii. What is here now or coming soon is natural gas, the one that in Las Vegas, they had a taxi. That attack that got an accident, it looked like they exploded. I just wanted to let you know that a lot of vehicles here are going to be putting that gas in their vehicles and can switch over. Talk about the safety of that versus ethanol and why it's not the best idea.
Mm-hmm. Yep, gas is not safe. And ethanol is. So the exhaust fumes coming out from the natural gas does not make oxygen. Ethanol's exhaust does make oxygen. So oxygen is the basic. But the big thing that I've been trying hard to wake people up here is the jobs.
Yeah.
The jobs it's going to create. And when I talked to a lot of the union leaders and I talked to them about jobs, I told them it's not about building the refinery. It's about the people working it, the people working in the fields, in the ag fields, and the people, the truck drivers delivering. I mean, it's endless.
Yeah, but you know what it is, George? It's the money. It's how much right now can Hawaiian Electric, all these big companies can make instead of depending upon the oil. They want to go with natural gas because it's cheaper. So they say they can probably save 40%. They'll make that only 20% of the savings, if at all, on that, too. So,
well,
you know what it is. It's always about the money, George,
yeah,
right?
If you're talking about the money, ethanol will run four times longer than natural gas. So, ethanol is cheaper.
So you're saying the ethanol, well, if it had total the natural gas car,
it'll
the mileage
outrun,
is going to be...
Yeah, four times longer.
Okay, that's good to know. But the thing is, it's coming. I've heard.
It's
I've heard it.
it's coming. People are going to start putting that in their trucks. So
yeah, but
don't get an accident with those trucks.
The natural gas will not create jobs for the people.
No? Well, they're not thinking about it. Just think about the bottom line of the pocketbook. It's not about for the people, right?
It's so stupid.
Exactly.
So stupid. And if you have the jobs, then you're not going to have homeless people.
Yeah,
they got work.
So frustrating. Most frustrating, yeah. They can create a lot of different solutions, but they're actually creating more problems.
Yep. That's right. That's why that saying, bring on the clowns.
Well, the clown is alive and well, but they're kind of the bad clown.
Yeah.
They're in charge.
That's right, the crazy ones.
Yeah. Thanks so much, George.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care now.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, George.
Yes.
You know, you want more jobs. You know the sugar cane? Don't they make some type of alcoholic drinks from sugar cane in the Caribbean someplace?
Yep.
What do they call that? I don't know. I forgot the name of that.
Yeah. The vodka is made from ethanol.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How come we don't do that here? Because we had a lot of sugar cane around.
Because the people who grew the sugar cane had no brains. They're stupid.
You ain't kidding. I mean, you know, look, the Caribbean, they're making a lot of money out of this.
Oh, yeah. Way more money than Hawaii.
Right. And they're growing the cane and they're using it for ethanol and the drink. What's that, swipe or something? I forgot the name of that thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But if you go and get a bottle of vodka and look at the ingredient, it says 70% ethanol.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
We still have sugarcane fields around, yeah?
Oh, yeah, we can grow.
Why don't they take advantage of that fact?
No brains.
Make alcohol then and sell it.
No brains.
They can sell it locally.
Yep. If you look at the Indy 500 cars, they're all on 100% ethanol. NHRA just switched over. Now they're using ethanol.
Right. I mean, you see the cars when they come for a pit stop, and you look. You look at the air around it. You see all those wiggly airs. That thing is squiggly. That's alcohol coming out, right?
Yeah, you can breathe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can breathe it.
Right. Yeah, regular gasoline, you try to smell them.
No, you can't breathe that.
They're toxic.
Yeah.
Cancerous, huh?
That's right. If you put gasoline in a bar, everybody would die.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But in the bar, it's all ethanol fumes going around in there, and nobody dies.
Oh. Hey, you know, also all the homeless in Kakaku.
Yep.
You know what they should do with the developers? You know, they should charge them a 1% homeless fee, you know.
Yeah.
You know, because they
take care of the homeless.
Yeah, because they're coming in from Singapore and China and Japan. And,
oh, yeah. They're all outside. They're not local.
Right. And they're buying these units of $15 million. I'm like, wow. You know, and the maintenance of one of these is like $250,000, just the maintenance. You know, for buyers, like, they're going to buy units over $2 million, they should assess them a 1% homeless fee. Because
that's frustrating.
A lot of people rather than going back to Singapore.
Well, we gotta go.
Shanghai or something.
We gotta go. The show is ending.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and please, folks, get involved and save Hawaii. Please, don't wait till it's all gone and then say we should have. Okay. So take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
AM 690.